You're never fully prepared for the worst. On November 11th, 2014, Chris Lanzini, a husband and father of three from Park Ridge, Illinois, died after suffering multiple strokes, the result of a brain tumor.
Everything I do today is... It reminds me of him.
He and his wife, Kathy, met in high school.
We were married for 20 years, okay. And we knew one another for about 9 years before that. We went. We were at the same high school. He was a senior when I was a freshman.
The same high school their children now attend.
And he liked doing lots of family stuff. He was a musician. He was a fisherman. We loved camping together. We took a lot of family camping trips, so outdoorsy.
3 years later, son Jacob, now 17 years old, a high school senior, still has vivid memories of his father.
My dad and I would always go fishing together, and, you know, he was the kind of guy that would let me reel in all the fish. He never really got one, even if he was doing all the work. Just a great guy. Miss him a lot.
For his 14-year-old sister, Maddie, there are fewer memories, but they will not fade.
He didn't play volleyball, but, I mean, I loved playing volleyball, so he would spend his Saturdays, like, playing volleyball out in the front yard with me, even just to spend time with me.
But on that day, 3 years ago, a family mourning the loss of a father and husband, a silver lining, and as Kathy puts it, a little bit of hope.
It was the most horrible day ever. We had been out of the room for a little while, and when we went back in, Gift of Hope appeared.
Gift of Hope is a not-for-profit organ and tissue donation agency in Illinois.
I had forgotten. I mean, we signed up together. It was his idea. He was very big. I would say, you know, he was an advocate because he made me sign up. Not made me, but he was like, come on, do this. Why wouldn't you do this? And I mean, I remember the day when we were sitting in our kitchen. And you were able to renew your sign up. And so we went online together, sitting in the kitchen, and signed up. And it was all motivated by him. So when Gift of Hope appeared, I was like, oh my gosh, of course, yes, he did this. That's true. And it did offer a little bit of hope or a little glimmer of light that he would be able to do this great thing for other people that he wanted to do, and that there would be something good that would come out of this, like, most awful, unexplainable loss.
Six of Chris's organs were donated to four people. A farmer from downstate Illinois is now living with Chris's heart. The family went to meet him.
His name is Brad, and we went down, and he's a farmer, and we met his grandchild and one of his sons and his wife, and it was awesome. It was incredible to have that connection with somebody, you know?
I mean, when I first met him, like, I just started crying. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't really know why. Like, I knew him and that he had my dad's heart, and I was nervous that I was going to be, like, that I wasn't going to see how significant this was.
They also met with the lung recipient.
They both really expressed how they take care of these gifts, and they have a new appreciation for their health, their body, and I think just like us, they now have a new appreciation for every day.
It wasn't just organs that went out to people in need, but also tissue and bones used all across the world.
There are parts of him in, I believe it was South Korea and in Iraq, and it's all over. He's all over the country.
Jacob now encourages teenagers in Illinois to sign up for organ donations with parental authorization.
If something's going to happen, there's nothing you can do about it. And once you're gone, you don't need your organs, you know? What are you going to do with them? Why take them with you into the ground when you can keep some other people from losing everything?
Now that 3 years has passed, the family is thankful for the time spent with their father and what he did that one day on his computer that secured the life of others.
I do think it's a gift to the people you leave behind. You know, on that day, there are so many things that, you know, you're just not able to comprehend, and to know with certainty what somebody wants is really, I think it's a gift to those you leave behind as well.
Marcus Burnett is an assistant pastor at Antioch Baptist Church in Waukegan, Illinois, readying for a holiday season that just a few months ago he didn't think he would see. In 1996, he started noticing some pain in his upper body and just wasn't feeling well.
I thought I had pulled a muscle in my abdomen, okay. And because I was having a difficult time breathing, just talking, I would be out of breath. And my wife had a doctor's appointment, so we decided to go with her. And while she was in seeing the doctor, they saw me, did an x-ray, called her out of the appointment and said, you need to take him to the hospital right now. And they diagnosed me as having cardiomyopathy. They put me on a medicine regimen, and I was on that for about 10 years. 2006, it seemed like every hospital I went by, I had to stop in and stay for a week. I was having retaining fluid, having difficulty breathing, etc.
Months later, his situation became even more dire.
And they told me I was going to need a transplant. And at that time, I think, well, that probably won't happen. We're talking about a heart. You know, their hearts are just not, easy to come by. And they sent me home February 1st, 2007, told me they had done all they could. And so we came home, we cried, we prayed, we cried, and all day Saturday. Sunday morning about 4 o'clock, I got a phone call. They said they had a heart for me. And so I'm very, very elated.
Marcus recuperated from the heart transplant, eventually becoming an assistant pastor, but his reliance on others for survival was not over.
With a heart transplant, the procedures after that are kind of grueling and have a negative impact on your body, and as a result, my kidneys went bad. February 14, 2016, I went on dialysis. And at the same time, I was on the transplant list in Northwestern, and subsequently, I got on the transplant list at Frater in Milwaukee.
Then came the mad scramble to find a donor.
We tried the family, but with the criteria for the kidney transplant, my family weren't candidates, and so we went out to the public and tried to see what we could do. We would talk to people about becoming organ donors, the benefits of organ donors, and we did that quite a bit. With the churches, with, health fairs, just different events. We use social media as well. Our first appeal to their sense of becoming organ donors and why it's so important and how it can save lives, save up to 9 lives by becoming a donor, and that I was in the need of a kidney donor.
But his health continued to decline rapidly over the summer.
July 1st, I was done. I was ready to throw in the towel. I didn't think my body would take it anymore, and mentally, I was just tired of the fight. And I came home from church that Sunday. I sit down and talk with my mother-in-law, and I just told her I don't think I'm gonna make it. When the kidney arrives, I won't be here. And as we're talking, the phone rang. Literally, the phone rang. We paused our conversation, and I seen it was 414, and they call and they check in on me. And so as I was talking to her, she said, well, how are you doing? It depends on what you tell me. She said, well, we got a kidney for you. And I was speechless.
Marcus went up to Milwaukee and had the surgery. 4 months later,
I'm here. I'm still here.
Marcus has not met the families of his donors, though he did reach out to them. They have not reciprocated the offer.
I'm just so thankful because I didn't think I could go any farther. So everybody tells me that the Lord has me here for a reason. I'm just trying to pay attention and watch and see what that is. Thanksgiving is going to have an extra new special meaning for me.
Two stories, 20 miles apart, a family remembering their husband and father, but thankful in death he could provide life to several people. And a pastor looking forward to celebrating the holidays while giving thanks to two people he never met. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.